Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Whatever struggles you are facing, from depression and anxiety to trauma and grief, BetterHelp can connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private environment online. It's so convenient. You can schedule secure videos or phone sessions, as well as chat and text with your therapist. And anything you share with them is 100% confidential. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Lip Service listeners even get 10% off your first month with the discount code Angela. So why not get started? Simply go to betterhelp.com/Angela and fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a counselor you'll love today. Lip Service.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
We have a special guest host,
Rochelle Ryan.
Hey, girl. Hello, Dirk is back.
Boy, Dirk and his mom, you know.
Hey, you ain't got the
you can say
curse.
Motherfucker. I'll say it for you.
Yeah, why did he censor himself? You know where you at now.
I'm delayed when I was playing.
Now, Rochelle's our special guest host, and she is a porn star. But I mean, what is your specialty, right? Because you're a MILF.
Yes.
Do you have to have kids to be a MILF?
No.
Okay, because I always wanted that.
Yes.
Wait, I'm confused. That messes it all up, though, because it ain't it. Mom, I like to fuck. So if you're not a mom, how are you a MILF?
I'm a puppy mom.
Okay.
I play one in the movies.
Okay.
You know what I always wondered, right? So some of our favorite things in porn is when, like, somebody meets a stranger on the street and they be having, like, the bus and all of that.
The bang bus,
That goes on Chicago for real.
Does that ever, like, and I saw you were posting, like, I want to find somebody or whatever that, you know.
It's all set up.
I know it's a set up, but in real life, has that ever happened? Like, you recruited a guy?
Sort of, kind of, yes.
Pull up on the video.
Okay, we got you. You want to see a video. What's your favorite?
Hey, bro.
My favorite video
That you did, that you, if somebody said, Lil Durk's like, pull up one of your videos.
Probably anything on like Brazzers, Naughty America, anything like that.
Brazzers is a good site.
Yeah, like they're like Brazzers. The number one porn site.
Are they? But I watch it on Pornhub because I'm not paying for it.
Oh.
See, you're fucking
we watch free
money,
porn.
You ain't giving out tokens.
No, I think it's weird. Don't you think it's weird, like, if a woman, or if you was to find out somebody that you were dating, a woman, whatever, is paying for porn?
It's one thing to watch you, but you pay.
I'm going to tell you to get the account.
Oh, you're sorry. Gonna what?
I'm gonna tell you to get the account.
I think it's like, you know,
put
people
his card on it.
That's people, different. It's,
hell no.
You know, it's entertainment. Just like you pay to go to the movies or you pay to go to a concert. Like, you know, I tell people, like, you should pay for your porn, you know?
Okay.
You need premium porn.
I'm saying, yes.
You know?
Well, oh, he know that scene.
Yeah, you know her?
No, I'm trying to see.
This guy over here is crazy. We might got to pull him up a seat.
Yeah. I know. Oh, Lord. He ready to drink. He ready to show his elbows.
we just raised a little different in Chicago.
And how's that?
Motherfucker, never in their life seen the poor, real poor. So.
For real?
You have it? In real life?
No.
What? Oh. You like a unicorn, girl. Oh, my groceries. Y'all are missing out. I think there's a few porn stars that are from Chicago.
Yeah, you could tell by her coat she getting money.
This was a gift from a fan, actually. Maybe by my shoes.
For real? How does
my shoes
work
and my
out?
Purse.
So they'll just like reach out to you like, hey, I want to send you something?
No, a lot of porn stars, we have Amazon wish lists and stuff if they want to.
It's like,
you know,
Christmas every day.
Kind of. If they want to send us a gift. I mean, I don't have anything too crazy on there, so.
What's the most expensive thing you have on your wish list?
I don't know. Maybe like a gift card to Sephora.
You guys, we need some type of Amazon
type of wish list.
I need a gift list.
I'm giving out advice all day and shit. Nobody ain't ever bought me a Sephora.
You totally should.
We're making the wish list. Can we make a Lip Service wish list?
We absolutely are. We can. You guys have fans of this show and stuff like that. Be like, hey, like, you know, my birthday is coming up. It's Christmas, whatever, and stuff. That's their way to show their appreciation.
No, it's Tuesday, and I just see.
I think it's cute. Like, a lot of my fans, they know I'm a huge New York diehard Giants fan. I'm from upstate New York. So when I go out on, like, you know, hosting gigs and feature dancing and stuff, they'll come out and I have a little French bulldog and they'll bring me New York Giants stuff.
I have a Frenchie too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
They both do.
I do too.
Yeah. Aw, they're the greatest dogs.
So you probably get a lot of gifts because the Giants did so bad.
Yeah. We're awful. I need some sympathy gifts.
It's all on sale. They're like, I'm going to get it too.
Right. I need sympathy gifts.
Tell us. Yeah, I envision if Dirk ever did porn, he would be sucking toes in it.
For sure.
Nah.
For
there real? Is a guy my in porn mom? Named Dirk Huge.
That's my name.
You would be sucking toes in your porn, right?
My baby mama only.
Yeah, just your baby mama only. Has that always been like your thing or just for her?
For real? Is it something like different? Did you just look at, oh, I like these toes. These are different.
He's got a fetish.
Foot fetish.
It's just your girl. You just, you know.
So it's not you edge
clean. Nah.
A lot of men do have, like, you know, love feet.
I'm into it. I'm into shoes. Like a foot fetish.
Yeah. And you want to know why? I just learned this. Because the part of your brain that turns you on, like where you get aroused, it's next to the part of your brain where, like, if you stub your toe or, you know, something like that. Yeah, like, they're so close to each other that you just, I don't know.
Somebody, if you stub your toe, you get an erection.
Yeah, it's part of the central nervous
system.
Yeah,
cry.
Something.
You ain't bumped that shit yet.
Somebody sent me a message the other day. You don't remember? I told you guys.
Yeah, guys are always sending messages like, can you send pictures of your feet?
They'll send me money.
Yeah, me too. Be something off my wish list.
I will. Anytime I post a picture without shoes on, I get DMs like, can you send me feet pictures?
I purposely won't put mine because, like, I feel
y'all
like
girls.
So weird.
Huh? I like girls.
Rochelle does and Gigi does.
Yeah. I don't like no hoes.
No, please.
Yes, you do.
I be looking them bitches and kicking them to the side.
That's what
you
I do.
Chicago.
You got nice.
I be fucking them bitches and making them suck my nigga dick. Do you like your girls to like girls? Do you like your girl to like girls? No?
Not
no threesomes or nothing
mama,
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Your baby mama.
Not India.
Not India.
See, it's different. Like, the past, like, was different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before, you were at a point where you liked the threesomes or your girl to like girls?
I don't think there's a guy in this room that don't like a threesome.
I ain't never had one.
What?
He's lying.
I actually had a guy break up with me before because he caught me in bed with a girl.
You never met a porn star? Damn.
And you're from Chicago?
He's had a lot of All right, well, let's ask some questions because I want to ask you some this versus that, okay? If you had to pick, right, pick one or the other. Would you rather have sex in the shower or sex in the car?
The car. I don't like people touch me when they're
wet. Wet your wet ass.
So you don't take a shower with India?
No, yeah, but it's like, I don't like wet sex, none of that shit. Like,
sex and water is overrated.
Shower,
it is, yeah, it's awful.
You got to dry all the way off. It's like, I don't like that shit.
Michelle,
even if it's not sex,
sure.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me if you wet. Period.
For real? Yeah. What like is that. It about that?
I don't know. Just like irritating.
Oh. And it washes away like a woman's natural like lubrication. Yeah. So it's like raw. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Damn. So everybody says the in the car versus the shower?
Yeah.
To the car.
I'd rather have sex in the shower.
I'd be cold too. Like when you get to certain angles and shit, you like shivering like nigga.
You know what? Guys don't like the shower as hot as we do. Like y'all can't handle the heat.
I like hot.
I like the shower.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about would you rather have if you had to pick, right, a quickie or really long sex, like 5 hours?
Ugh. It depends.
Sometimes a quickie is all you need now.
Like a Hot Pocket. Like what Cat Williams says.
It depends on what type of drugs you off.
Sometimes a quickie is all you need.
Or if you got something to do. If you have something to do, nobody got no 5 hours to be doing all that shit. Like,
so everybody says quickie?
Yes.
And Dirk says it depends on what drugs.
Yeah. I would say quickie. I like sessions, but it just got to be the right time. Mm-hmm. I don't really like quickies, though. But I will take a quickie if that's what I have.
I ain't turning down no quickie, but
right.
Do you feel like, Dirk, you have to shower after you have sex? Or are you cool with just putting your clothes on and
both? I got to wash up before and after.
Like a bird bath, maybe. Yeah.
No, a shower.
Okay, so you do like to shower after sex, but say you got a show, right? And India's like, yo, let's get it in. And you're running late. Will you just leave after or do you have to shower?
Probably don't start till I get there anyway, so I got to shower.
They're going to wait for me.
For sure.
Do you feel like she has to come in order for you to be done?
Yeah, like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to. Because, like, there's really, like, no point on it.
Oh, that's
most guys don't care.
See, it's different. Like, if we leave India out of it, then you'll really be like, oh, damn, you bogus as hell, Dirk. I'll give a fuck you come or not.
Right. Because you can't, I think guys only care about that when it's like their girlfriend.
You ever had that situation where you text one of your guys and be like, hey, call the phone and say something happened.
Oh,
shit.
You
right there with the girl. Then you call, you be like, I'm on my way.
That's fucked up. So you have a lifeline.
For sure.
Now, all right, here's the next one. Would you rather have sex in the dark or sex with the lights on?
I want to see.
I like lights on.
I like lights off.
Because I'm real confident.
See it all. You say you're very confident?
I want to see from every angle.
You ever feel like you're making weird faces?
That's what I
don't give a fuck.
That don't matter.
I don't be doing no goofy ass shit, but.
Not that you know of.
Yeah, that's shit.
I feel like if it felt good, don't you just get lost in the moment? Like, I don't know. I do feel like I make like nasty faces, like ugly faces. Like I wouldn't want it to be like.
You like when girls eat you out more than boys?
Excuse me. No. I like a man to eat me out. Like mm-hmm. That's.
I'm saying you like girls, right?
Me, no.
Gigi really
does.
No.
My bad. I'm asking you.
Gigi and Michelle,
you do, Gigi.
Let's clarify here, okay? I don't like girls. I fuck them. There's a difference.
Well, then you like them if you're fucking them. Why would
no,
you
No, I don't
them
like
don't
the
like
bitch.
Them.
I just want her to eat my pussy.
Well, what's better, man or woman?
Who's better at eating pussy?
Women.
Ooh, I think men.
Sorry, Dirk.
This is the most cheating I ever did. So. I'm enjoying it.
I'm just having a conversation. So, Michelle, you say men.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I love men. I noticed as soon as I turned 30, like, I like women, but I like women to, like, just, like, warm me up. Like, kiss me, like, grab my boobs, and I'm just like, all right, give me the dick. Get out of the way.
I feel you, but they do eat pussy better, in my opinion.
For real?
Thanks. So, listen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He's like,
so you a fucker?
Maybe.
Is she a mom you like to fuck?
She put up in the soccer mom van.
I don't know about the soccer mom van.
No.
But on the milk tip for the porn, we would probably make a really good flick. I'll say that.
No, thank you.
Because I put on for the camera. So if she a professional and you know, I'm all in my glory and feeling confident in what I do, I think it's going to make for some good cinema.
How much they pay?
Oh, I'm playing. I'm playing.
Good living. Richa, have you ever done double penetration?
No.
That's a negative.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing to watch.
DP.
Really?
Yeah, just because I'm not doing it.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's great to like see a champ on
That's true.
Screen.
People like porn that they wouldn't do. Like mm-hmm. Now, that's what I wanted to talk about because I was talking about this. There's a lot of shit that happens in porn that I feel like we don't do in real life, right? Mm-hmm. One person in this room said he does do this, though. But like people always get, women always get oiled up, right?
I just posted a scene just a second ago all oiled up.
Right. And I feel like in real life, do people oil people up?
I didn't think about that.
I love coconut oils. It's so good for you.
It's safari.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done like the oil up during sex?
Me?
Yeah, like oil the girl up.
Oh yeah, I think so. Me. Like, hell
no. No, not you. Yeah. We don't want to see you sliding around.
Nah. I don't know if you can see it.
Look, that's hers. Let's see.
I was all greased up.
He wants to see too.
Oh my goodness. Jesus
Christ. It's just 10 seconds.
Yeah, show the clip. So did you think
Why
about oiling?
Step on your feet.
Yeah, do I have my shoes on? Oh, you can't see my feet.
So did you think about oiling somebody up because of porn? Because I feel like, why would we just think of that? Like, did you watch a porn and say, that's what we supposed to do?
Oh, that just look good.
It do look good. Yeah, I think like, I might have to try that.
You never did it either?
No, I ain't never oiled my ass up before I put some dick in it. Mm. What am I oiled up for?
Because they do
I'm
it
greasy
in porn.
Enough in the inside. I don't need to be greasy on the outside.
I feel like though, like a massage
oils.
Or something, you could use oil from a massage and probably just go from there, right? Because I think it's weird.
Oh yeah, they
just,
got
like,
that massage and oil that's like edible.
That's
and
what I'm saying. I think
gave my sister
take
some of that.
Take that shit off, bitch. Go what?
I thought you don't like a girl wet. I thought you don't like being wet. And then
no,
she's oiled.
He said oil.
But
oil
and
water is two different things.
No, if you wet and not try to slide off, I then it burn my motherfucker arm. Oh, you slide right
off
there.
You.
No, seriously, I think my ass will look good all oiled up like that. I am going to try it.
Coconut oil is the best.
I'll let y'all know how to go.
Well, she'll tell us.
Keep us updated on y'all. Okay.
Y'all know I tell y'all everything.
Yeah, maybe she'll tell us next episode.
Oh, mm-hmm. Bye.
Support for this episode of Lip Service comes from Wander Beauty. Wander Beauty is a new line of easy-to-use, multitasking beauty products that help you make the most of your beauty routine, no matter how little time you have. Wander Beauty's functional beauty essentials are easy to use and travel-friendly, so you can get ready in 5 minutes and stay gorgeous on the go. It was founded by a working mom of two and a supermodel, two women who are always on the move and know how to make the most of their precious time. Wander Beauty completely streamlines your beauty routine with fewer products that work better. Wander Beauty products are clean, cruelty-free, and made with ingredients that your skin will love. Wander Beauty has won a ton of awards, including Allure's Best of Beauty Award. Anyone can benefit from these multitaskers, not just beauty junkies. Wander Beauty is foolproof beauty, whenever and wherever. It's time to make over your morning with Wander Beauty. Get your 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/Angela. That's wanderbeauty.com/Angela for 20% off.
All right, now back to what we were saying earlier about meeting somebody like off the street. And you said that has happened to you in real life. Like, you've done that. You met a guy off the street and...
Not off the street. He slid in my DMs.
That's the street girl.
Yeah, it is.
He slid in my DMs and then he sent me, I kind of like blew him off. And then he sent me like a really detailed email, and he was from the same part of Virginia where I grew up, and so I met him and stuff like that and had a couple of dates with him. He was 23, so I had to make sure he wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up getting him tested, where, you know, a lot of us in the porn industry where we have to go, and then I started using him on my Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Damn. So you kind of like broke, you kind of hold him out.
Yes, yeah.
You pimped him.
I did.
Yeah. Now, Dirk, you seem like a relationship kind of guy. Like, that's just what I get from you. You enjoy being in a relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you feel like this is it, because India got a part one and a part two.
Yeah. I'm a good boyfriend. I did all the slaying, though. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of secrets.
You got a lot of secrets, and no one knows them. You ever be nervous that some of that stuff might come out?
I don't care.
The past is in the past.
It's the past.
Working on the future. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did she say when she heard the song? Do you let her hear it before it comes out, or does she have to?
She hear my music.
Okay.
And she ever tell you,
I got
like,
a studio in my house.
She never tell you, like, change it. I don't like this.
Stop talking about other bitches.
She ain't like that. No, they just throw everything off. Like, you can't do that. It's my art. But she don't be tripping about none of that shit.
That's good. You said y'all, nothing is going to break y'all up ever. So you really feel like this is it?
Yeah, I ain't gonna know what's over with.
So you can get married?
Yep.
So what do you feel like is the reason for, like...
I did all the party.
What did you say?
You outgrowed all the bullshit?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
26, I did all the party.
Oh my God, he's so young.
That's young.
Yeah, it is.
But it ain't the age, it's like what we've been through.
Right.
That's true,
really
too.
Man.
I could feel you on that, going through a lot of things and then feeling like... This is it. Now, let's put this in order of importance then. And I want to see if there's a difference between what Dirk would have to say and what the women have to say, right? Mm-hmm. As far as importance in a relationship. These five things, put them in order. Respect, sexual attraction, security, giving you your space, and emotional support. Out of those five things, what do you think is the number one, and we'll start with you, Dirk, most important thing as far as respect, sexual attraction, security, space, and emotional support?
What happened to loyalty?
I mean, that's security.
I would
loyalty and respect.
So, I think respect and loyalty will go hand in hand.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like.
Mm-hmm. So number one, you would say respect.
Loyalty.
I mean, respect.
Because
they gotta respect you.
You gotta respect yourself first. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my bitch on in there shaking her head. No.
You said shaking her head.
Shaking her ass.
With oil on.
No oiled up ass.
Taking shots.
No, ain't nothing wrong with it at all. Like, if that's what you decide to do, I'll talk who I call my wife, my girl. Mm-hmm. It's over with.
Right. All right, Rochelle, what would you put first as far as respect, sexual attraction, security, giving you your space, and emotional support?
Respect for sure. And then sexual attraction, number two.
Sheesh, what are you attracted to?
I don't really have like a type. It's kind of like just the vibe I get from them. I mean, I've dated everyone, men, women, every color. It's just whoever I vibe with and whoever I like.
Mm-hmm. Do you like street niggas?
Mm-hmm. I've dated a few. I couldn't say I could see anything super serious happening with it, but Yeah.
I don't know.
Just like you don't want her shaking her ass, you don't want him in the street.
Yeah. That's the equivalent.
Right?
Like, get out the street. Come on.
I know. I like being single now, though.
Why?
I work a lot. I work like 70 hours plus a week. I'm busy. Like, I don't have...
I'm busy.
Yeah, you know? I'm trying to work on me and do me and stuff, you know? And too, with what I do for a living, a lot of guys would be like, oh, you know, I'm cool that I accept it. And then, like, once they really start seeing, like, hey, like, I'm working a lot. I'm traveling. I'm doing this. I'm in and out of strip clubs. I'm working with different guys. And then they start sizing them up. And, you know, it's just, it's too much. I just don't have time for it.
I'm letting you know through the gate, you grass.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, I don't want to talk over him.
Mm-hmm. You got kids? No.
No, I don't like kids. I'm a puppy mom. I think all children belong in a wood chipper. Sure. I don't like kids.
I've never heard nobody say they don't like kids.
I don't like kids.
I think you like the first
I like
person.
Other people's kids if they're well behaved. But like, I can admit, I'm 33. I can admit that I'm very selfish. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to sacrifice my time, my sleep, my body, everything that makes me money. No. And I think you should have kids like when you're settled and you're in a relationship. And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you know, I don't want to. I have girlfriends that are single moms and I just see what they go through and whew, no.
No.
Well, let me ask you this. Could you be with a guy that had a small dick?
I was married to a guy that had a small dick.
Keyword was.
Was. But no, that's not why we divorced. We divorced for other reasons because he was a street guy. Mm-hmm. So.
Was he insecure about it? I feel like guys with little dicks have a certain like type of
Napoleon
way that they act.
Complex.
They have a way they act.
Then the ones want to fuck the light off.
Yeah, they want to fuck with the light off.
No, this guy wasn't like that.
I must have a
turn
little
light off before you go out the bedroom.
And no. Also, they're very nice.
Oh yeah, he was very nice. To me, he was.
Yeah, guys with little dicks are so nice.
No,
yeah.
I don't think that's true.
They nice in the beginning.
And then when you find out they got the little dick,
switch
that's
subjects.
When they like they act different.
Subject switch.
I had a guy with an asshole. It was very little.
So first right, for you would be sexual attraction.
No, respect.
Sexual attraction, security. You said what?
Respect for sure.
Respect. Okay, so everybody's pretty much saying.
Yeah, everybody's gonna say respect. But I think for the second thing, I wouldn't say emotional support. I would say communication. Because I feel like that's very important. I feel like sometimes we be forgetting about that or like we just take it for granted. Because I feel like if you cannot communicate with like how you feel in any situation with a person, you cannot coexist. Like,
I agree.
It's going to be somebody feeling a way or the other person feeling another kind of way and it's just going to take a toll. So I feel like communication need to be up there with number 2-1 or somewhere up at the top.
Yeah, because people always act like women play games, but guys play games too.
Yeah, why do you play games?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a
it's
game.
It's never like... You or me, it's like everybody just play games like in their own way.
Like we do things like, oh, he ain't call me, well, I'm not gonna call him.
Sure.
Or I'm gonna be living my best life.
So it's lucky as shit though.
Yeah,
it is. But it's hard.
Petty.
Yeah, that's why you gotta
fuck it up because I was like, I ain't call you over there either. Then it'd be 2 weeks, then starting not to care for real.
You got starting not to care. Damn, after 2 weeks, right? You don't care for real.
You call, I'm saying, because you'll call one for at night. Then once you go 2 weeks, you'll be like, I don't care if you call or not.
Damn.
Well, it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. So 2 weeks ain't enough.
That's 5 days away.
Don't call me a day away. At
Now, what's your most common sex fantasy? That you would say that you have now. L'Oreal's been having dreams where she wakes up and
I knew she was going
to L'Oreal been waking up soaking her mattress.
Yeah, thinking she had sex.
That's not true.
She getting fucked
I
by ghosts
I
overnight.
Had one fucking dream. Look at this.
One fucking dream.
One fucking dream where the ghost was fucking
drag
me.
Something through the dirt.
The ghost was
you
fucking
me.
You and you woke up all wet in your bed.
I said, no matter no ghost.
Shivering.
I said, I had a dream before when I was masturbating and I woke up and I felt like, did I really do that shit or did I not do that?
So
really,
you fucked yourself in your sleep.
To this day, I still don't know. Maybe I did masturbate.
Did you come?
In the dream, I did, so I must have really masturbated, right?
Yeah, she masturbated.
I didn't feel no kind of way when I woke up. I just thought, like, I must have really did it because it felt so real in a dream.
Okay.
Y'all never felt like that? Like, you had a dream that
yeah,
it felt
everybody.
Yeah.
That's called a wet dream.
I had too many motherfuckers in jail.
But do you come on yourself though? Guys come on themselves.
Nah, it be shit enough.
Yeah, you wake up crunchy.
I don't give a no fuck, Gary.
When you come in your sleep, does it wake you up?
You be know you woke. You be like, if I'm gonna get this motherfucker off, fuck. That's how it be for real. You be like, you be half sleep and half woke. And you be like, if I'm gonna get this motherfucker off. Go
back. Oh, coming on somewhere.
What if business. You fall asleep? What if you wake up before you come? You be mad as hell. Like, damn, I was about to come.
Just do it for real then. No.
So
me?
No, I'm saying you just do it for real then.
I'm getting busy. I don't know.
I'm getting busy myself. So do you think you come faster off of masturbation or sex?
Oh, you talking to me?
Mm-hmm. I'm sex. Looking at you.
Sex.
Sex?
It really don't matter.
You say whatever, I'm coming.
It's my mind. My mind's strong. I'm grown.
But you ever been embarrassed?
See, I ain't one of the type of dudes who be like, I need a pill, man, at the gas station. Hell no.
A pill at the gas station. That's terrible.
I get so hurt. I don't even need no lotion.
You're 26. That's why.
You need some silverback. Not a pill at the gas station. We gotta put y'all on to that.
How many times can you
I'm
go
straight.
How many times can you go back it. To back to back?
Don't be mad. Once.
One and done?
Well, that's not back to back.
That's not back to back.
Why?
Maybe two.
We might gotta get you a pill from the gas station. Nah.
Yeah, they think I love them. Shit, shit.
What about you, Rochelle? What's the most times that, like, because you've worked with some experts in the business?
Yes.
What's the most that a guy has ever been able to go back to back to back to back with you?
I don't know. I usually like to draw it out at least like 20, 30 minutes. So, like, two times, I think, maybe three. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm usually pretty good after like one time.
That's your three?
I have sex with a lot of young kids, like 20, 22, 23.
16, 15. Mm-hmm.
Ew.
No, just, when you say young kids, I was like.
Well, I'm 33, so I think that's like 20s, like that's young. Like right, to me right. It is, so.
You think that
those
young
kids,
guys
they
are...
just, they drink a Gatorade and they're good. Like 5 minutes later,
Gatorade,
they're
some
ready.
Electrolytes.
Yeah.
They're good. Like, smoke in them. And
oh, Lord. Ready I got to go. None of that, but they're good.
What do you think is the best age, like for men when they're at their peak?
I
feel like when guys are younger, they got the most stamina.
Yeah,
it's true.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. When guys are younger, when they eat good, when they work out.
Oh, you're a vegetarian now.
Yep.
How has that changed things for you in the bedroom?
No, I changed my energy overall. Like, on whatever, the waking up side. Like, I never woke up like, it's like I wake up every day like at 7.
Wow.
I used to be like 3, 4 o'clock, all that.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, because I stopped eating meat and sipping lean, like all this shit at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was
what made you do that?
Getting fat.
And overall, you just feel better, like, better
like,
person.
Now yeah, like my clear. Natural size, I was
your hair
like,
growing.
Yeah.
Like 150. Then when I was doing all that shit, I was like 180.
For real?
That's
I feel like
me.
I'm trying to think if you look, I never thought you looked big though.
See, now if you look at a picture now, you'll be like, damn.
Yeah, your face looks slimmer now.
Yeah, it does.
You look younger.
I was fat as hell. My hair grow fast too.
Yeah. Oh,
we see.
He said his hair grew back in. His hairline grew back in.
From juicing?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah. From when we did the detox, he said it made his hairline grow back.
I didn't say no shit like that. I thought you said me.
No, I said envy. I said envy, not you. That's why I never had no hairline problem.
That's what happened with Tiger, too.
No, okay, no. Definitely not.
I thought it was the same.
Now, let's talk about falling in love with goofies. Have y'all ever done that?
No. You might fall in love with it. Not fall in love. You might really like the dick on a goofy nigga.
That's the same
you like
thing.
Goofy dick?
Right? a goofy nigga might have some good dick, so you just want to fuck him. Despite he, like, if the dick wasn't good, then you're not going to fuck with him because he a goofy ass nigga. But then you find out that the dick is good, and now he a goofy ass nigga, and you just,
you
y'all got
to
would you continue to
goofy.
Have sex with somebody who's a goof?
Sex and a relationship is two different things. If we got a fuck relationship and that's all that you good for and that's all I need from you, then that's what it is. Who's
fuck
saying
ship.
I'm trying to be with you?
Fuck shit.
I love that.
I like
fuck
that show.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I like that. I ain't been to no fuck shit.
Nah,
okay? Right. There's a whole lot of fuck shit going on out here.
And you know how the fuck shit start? fuck ships start. I think it's because with certain women or women or whatever, we don't like to add bodies, because I know this happens with me. So I'll just be like, damn, I know his shit was good. Yep. And he is kind of a clown.
See?
But that shit is so good. And
the
I already
goofy nigga
him
with
already.
The good dick.
And what I mean by clown is not like he's a, like everybody thinks he's a clown.
You
I
know.
Think he's a clown.
Exactly.
Like, it's certain shit that we might have been through that I'm like, he's just.
He has solidified his
not,
clown
not kind of
swag, but he can fuck.
But the dick,
but
is,
the
good.
Dick is good. So.
Bad, I can't put that dick on a better nigga. Exactly.
Right. And you're not adding the body. You're just going back to the same old fucking weirdo. Mm-hmm.
Well, Derek, do guys think about stuff like adding bodies? Like, have you ever been like, I can't add a body?
No. They don't think about that shit.
I'm just asking.
Guys think about Come adding on. Bodies, okay?
Yeah. Man, motherfucker forgot how many girls they fuck. Some girls are trying to keep up with it. Like,
when
two.
Do you stop counting?
I don't know. Who
said like, he ever counted?
Don't say that. Who really like keep up with that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but when you were
but no,
younger.
That's when you was young. You were like, yeah. Man, I had six. Three girls. Four girls. You would forget after that. You were like, fuck.
After four, you was like, oh.
Look, after you off one hand and spread.
But if a woman was to say that, nigga would be like, this bitch is a fucking. You know, I feel like we.
That's that
different.
Whole double standard.
It's so different. Mm-hmm.
That's how I go.
Now,
men's just different though.
Mm. You said what's different?
Men are just different.
It's different.
Mm. But it's different for you
now. No, for sure.
So you on our side now. You on us.
You think monogamy is normal?
What's that?
Like being in a just with one person
one
for
person.
The rest of your life forever.
No, it's different strokes with different folks. Like
I ask some, you.
No, relationships. No, for me, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. She ain't got no choice.
What about you, Rochelle? You think that monogamy is normal?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you want to be in a monogamous relationship?
Not right now. Maybe in like 10 years. Not right now.
That's why I'm getting to this bag.
Yes.
Now, Derek don't know how many people he's had sex with. Do you know how many people you've had sex with?
I have no idea.
If you had to guesstimate.
Gosh, maybe one, I'd say like 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say one too many.
No, one too many.
She was like one too
many.
That's,
said,
that's a good answer. That's my answer from now on.
100? One too
no,
many.
No, one too many.
One too many.
Don't you got people that you wish you could take your pussy back from? Like, I wish that I can unfuck a couple people. Yeah. So,
So you can't just be like it didn't happen.
This week's episode is also brought to you by Burst. The Burst Sonic Toothbrush is the best oral care you'll ever buy. Self-care isn't selfish. The Burst Sonic Toothbrush has a built-in 2-minute timer and it's designed to make teeth whiter and brighter in just days. Burst is known for its charcoal-infused super soft bristles. The charcoal removes surface stains and it's antimicrobial, which helps keep the bristles hygienic for the lifetime of the brush head. It's proven to remove plaque and stains without damaging enamel or your gums. Burst has the most powerful motor on the market and the longest battery life, with up to 4 weeks use on just 1 hour charge. Go to burstoralcare.com and get your Burst Sonic toothbrush. Not only does it work well, believe me, my uncle's a dentist, but it also is a really pretty toothbrush. If you use my code Angela at checkout, you'll also get 10% off your order. And you know you get a new replacement head every 3 months for just $6 each. That's burstoralcase.com with code Angela for 10% off. And guess what? It's a great gift idea too. Don't forget to use my code Angela.
Can you think about who was like the best you ever had?
Yes, it was a guy in the industry. His name is Rob Piper. He's definitely my favorite. Yeah, he was the best.
What made him the best?
Porn guys just know how to fuck. He's huge too. He's probably like 10 inches, like super thick, and he's just smooth, like everything about him. Like he's sexy, he knows how to talk, and
she's selling this motherfucker. What's his name?
Well, Rob Piper.
Am I the only one that believes that there's a such thing as too big?
That sounds like R. Kelly, Rod.
Yeah,
Piper.
They call that a museum dick. It's good
a
to
museum.
Look at.
Like Lexington Steel.
Big. It's good to look at, but I don't want that in me.
I don't.
Right. It's art. Like, no. Like, I wouldn't want to like have sex with him every day, but like, you know, I worked with him, you know, for a scene, so it's kind of like that's nice. Like I wouldn't want him, I wouldn't have to have that every single day of my life. No way.
It's like a novelty.
Yeah, he was such a good lover though. Yeah.
I'm gonna have the same vagina for the rest of my life, so I don't want nobody trying to rip my shit to shreds.
Yeah,
like it's good when you got the
listen
whatever.
If you kill the pussy it will die.
Okay. Derek, you ever feel like you love when your girl can't walk or something afterward and she'd be like, oh my god, you hurt me.
My stomach hurt.
That's how she was. She's pregnant. Go check on my daughter in the bathroom.
Because, you know, sometimes we be putting on, too.
No, because when you do that, when you crush shit like that, you just think you just did something. You, yeah, I just had ass.
Tell that.
Limping, gang. She going to bed for you, call the guy. You, I just had ass limping. You. It's like we brag on that shit.
I'm sure. She's really hurt. Right. You're like, damn, she limping. She can't go to work.
No, but it's like, that's how we. That's what we brag on, like that type of shit.
Damn, like I almost killed the girl. Gigi really killed someone though, so.
We brag rest on in peace.
She damn. Brags on that too.
You ever, did you ever get hurt yourself, like during sex? Because you know how we be having our issues. But like,
hell yeah.
What happened to you?
Being on hard too long.
Oh, did it hurt?
You just be like, damn. Like, it's just like a crazy one.
Really? I never heard of that. Not like blue balls.
Like, cause I used to do like perks.
I was about to say, what drug was you on?
Yeah.
So I used to do like perks. So like when I come, like it never goes soft. It's like, stay hard.
For real?
But I don't want to fuck again. So it'd be like, it just hard.
It's just there. Yeah. And then you'd be like, why did I do that?
Damn. So what do you do when your dick just hard?
Later. Go to sleep.
Later.
Just lay there and wait for it to just go down.
I can't believe it never goes down. Like,
how no, I go work? Down, but it'd be like, it hurt.
If I was having sex with my boyfriend.
Blood flow there.
You can, I tell you, came. Like, it's over with. Like, it's hard or not, because, like, it hurt.
Oh, so painful. Okay, so I'm not going to say that.
I had pain.
What you was going to say?
Because I was going to say that if I was having sex with my boyfriend and he came and I came.
I was going to be right there with attitude.
His dick like was still hard and I'm looking at it, I would probably be enticed to put it in my mouth.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
Like, if I see his dick still hard, I would want to suck it.
He probably would punch you in the top
but
of
if
your
it
head.
But if it hurt, I can't do that.
He going to fight you.
So wait, it hurts so much that she can't suck your dick after that?
No, she could do, but it's like.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, like
it's dust. He said one and done though too.
Yeah.
Sure. So you gotta add that on the calendar.
That's crazy. So you're a vegan now. I feel like you should be able to keep it going. That's the point of it.
Back to, I don't know. I just never been like back to back. Like, damn, you freaky. You horny as hell. But it's different for girls though. They looking like shit. You done? Yeah, we can go back around. Hell no. Nah.
I had a guy that I was dealing with before that used to be able to go back to back. Not the one I killed, but
not all the 20-year-olds I've been
but
with.
But I was about
like,
to say he was in his 20s.
Yeah, every 20-year-old that I've been he with, it's like 5 minutes.
He was like
and
24.
They're back and ready to go.
He was like 24, 25, yeah. And he used different to strokes. Fuck like a little. Energizer bunny.
Yeah. Like, you're not gonna one nut shame me.
You can make it long. You can make the sex long.
No, I'm talking about come and ready to fuck again.
I'm gonna stay out to combo.
I know, I'm telling you, like I had like a younger guy as well, and that's how he was. Like he was ready probably like 10 minutes. He's ready, yeah. Ready. But I'm not gonna lie, like at first it was cool and I'm like, yeah, I like this shit.
Yeah,
and
why
then
you
I'm like,
come on
my nigga,
now.
I got shit to do.
Right.
Am I fucking you all day 75 times? Like,
my show come on.
Yeah. I'm like, how many times can you fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't even want to try. Like, no, I'm not gonna lie. It got to one point, it was like 6 times, and I'm like,
oh,
how
Lord.
Does he still have come in?
He stopped
him?
At the gas station on the way.
Yeah. Nah, yo, he didn't pill. Even know.
And got one. How do you know?
Those pills are fake.
Listen, that's how he was. Like, trust me, I know.
Okay.
It was just a lot and too much after a while. Cool at first, then.
Yeah.
Gotta find you a young bitch to keep up with that shit. Yeah. I ain't
Let
there.
Me call my friend. Yeah. I got shit to do.
I got you.
Get him a fleshlight.
I ain't wanna give him up, but.
All right, now we have some people that emailed in some questions. So I wanna see what y'all think about this. I've been with my significant other for a few years. Now, my problem is that he wets the bed.
Ooh.
Wait, PNB?
Is he
nah, yo, yes. I don't give a fuck what the rest of
At first, it started off as a here and there thing, but now it's happening frequently. He doesn't have medical problems that I know of.
Shit.
And whenever I tell him to go to the doctor to get it checked out, he makes it seem as if it's not a serious issue. If we were 5 years old, I wouldn't find such an issue. But he's over 30. It's a huge turnoff to wake up with urine on my clothes. Sometimes I come home and our bedroom smells like urine. Also, whenever I bring it up, he gets embarrassed and starts to argument. I feel it's an issue he's had since childhood that may stem from other issues, but I can't take it and I don't know how to approach him about it anymore.
I'm disgusted.
Yo, bitch, right? No,
get that nigga a diaper.
Yeah.
We're in a depend.
Put him in a, make him sleep on the couch.
All right. It's a medical condition and he needs to go get it checked out.
Right. Nah, just stop the nigga from drinking after 5.
What is he drinking? Now you can't have no more juice after dinner.
After that.
Oh, you got
Jack, no, he got kids. He like, look, no, nothing for you after 5.
Well,
no more juice after dinner. Maybe put some diaper on him or something.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I'm sleep on an air mattress in like the living room.
Can you imagine their mattress? No. Ew.
Have you ever been with somebody that peed in the bed? Or have you ever peed in the bed by accident? See, that's what I'm saying. Y'all lying. Because my ex-boyfriend peed in the bed. He had broke his leg.
No, I ain't. Not grown.
Oh. This is a one-time thing. Like, I peed in the bed one time. I was drunk as fuck. Like,
I peed in the bed, like... It was like a couple years ago.
See, why you lying? Nah,
look, I just thought about, look, I forgot what we was doing. And I blamed it on my daughter.
You ain't shit,
man. I'm like, hey, I'm like, you say you pissed in the bed, man.
Oh.
Why? Now, how did you pee in the bed?
Wash up.
How did you, like, what happened?
Were you drunk?
Drugs.
Mm-hmm. Drugs.
Yeah, that's
drugs.
That's what this shit is.
The only time I ever peed on myself as an adult, I was throwing up and pissing at the same time.
Was that there?
You might have been.
Oh, okay. Why were you there?
Angela's been through some of my worst days.
He was
with
in the club, I think.
I don't know.
You pissed at yourself?
No, we wasn't in the club.
Jeezy threw up in a cup in the club
and kept on partying.
Went to the next club. I was like,
I was really quiet too. I was in the corner like.
That's normal. I feel bad for whoever had to clean that up.
I set the cup down on the table, too.
Oh, my. You drank out that cup the next week.
It was plastic.
Put Gigi's name on that cup every time she got it.
I remember that, too. I was so sick. But the party kept going.
So, L'Oreal, you peed in the bed as an adult?
Yeah, I peed in the bed. This was, like, mad years ago, but I was fucked up. Like, I was drunk as shit. And I woke up, and I was like... But I was with the person I was dating at the time, and I was just like, oh,
you pee on him, man.
Shit. Yeah, I tried to make it seem like it must have been him or something.
Like, hey, shit, frame if another people.
Wait, and you peeing on niggas like, anyway.
I just pissed
he
in the bed.
He knew he didn't pee.
Maybe he did. He was drunk, too. He got up before me. That was the fucked up part. Nigga ain't even trying to wake me up. Like, yo, I think it might be pee. Like, he just let me keep sleeping. So that's fucked up and disgusting at the same time.
What do you think about that, Rochelle? Any peeing in the bed incidents for you?
No.
Are you a squirter?
No.
I was about to say, because if you are peeing all over everybody.
No, and that is pee. Mm-hmm. I've, like, fake squirted, like, on set. They've made me do it.
How do you fake squirt?
They like stick warm water in a douche bottle and then like you
put it in you and make you hold it.
Yeah. Nice. And then like they'll just put the dick like right there. And then they're like, all right, hold it for like 5 seconds till they get like the camera rolling. Yeah. And then
let me tell
push
you
it out.
I that's never a, knew that was fake.
Fuck porn. Listen, I mean, no. Some girls can like
really
just pee. Like they just drink all this water on the table and Pedialyte and they'll just do it. But I don't know. I have like pee fright. That's like the only thing I can't do in front of people.
Oh,
like
yeah,
I can't even do it in front of my dog.
I'm like, get out of here. Any car behind any dumpster, you can pee all day.
Nope.
Listen.
He's like, I can't.
Wait, I'm so.
I tried to pee.
I'm devastated that there's fake.
Let me tell you,
scenes in porn.
I mean, some girls can like you know drink a ton of water and like push it out and stuff. But
I knew it though because it's too much.
It's too much.
There's this trick that I've seen porn stars do on stage when they come to perform. You
they
travel
finger
to perform.
They finger their bladder.
Not that. You travel to perform and you know y'all do y'all little show and everybody has their own little thing. There's a girl we all know. I'm not going to say her name because she's not a friend of the show.
Okay.
But she came to the club when I was managing the club in Philly. And she took a water bottle and she emptied it into her vagina and then she sprayed it all over the club.
Oh, yeah. Anybody could do that. It's just pussy control.
Yeah, just hold your
I don't think anybody could do that, okay?
No, a couple of my girlfriends.
But that's what instantly came to my mind when she started telling the story about the juice bottle. The deuce bottle. Deuce,
I don't know that
deuce
that bottle,
because it's kind of the same
shit. That water?
I don't want to get sprayed by that. She sprayed that shit into the crowd and it was hype.
There are some dudes that'll open their mouth to you.
They was hype. They was throwing money on her. She was spraying that shit and they thought it was crazy.
What club did you run in Philly?
Vanity Grand.
Oh, okay.
You been there?
No.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
My
now that you've
been
there,
Onyx, though.
I used to manage there.
Oh, we've
Onyx
been
is closed.
We did your birthday there.
My birthday. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. Give us some more tricks about porn that we may not know, because that just devastated me. Yeah. I always was like,
they
going
to get on your ass when you get back.
Why you all in service telling all the secrets?
No.
You was going down.
I don't know. I don't know what secrets there are. A lot of girls work when they're on their menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. They just stick like a makeup sponge in them. They boil it in like hot water and stuff. stuff.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can use what it's called like a sea sponge, like a loofah and stuff, but that kind of like scrapes the guy's like dicks and stuff and they complain about it.
I bet.
A makeup sponge is smoother.
I have a friend who's a porn star and she told me that they use sponges and she told me that they just use a whole lot of lube because the sponge sucks up your
I use coconut oil because it's actually good for your vagina. Coconut oil is really good for your vagina. Like if you're using like lube, all that like scented massage oil flavored stuff, that's so bad. Like you're going to get
coconut
a yeast infection.
Natural.
Yeah,
and,
I'm like, if it ain't coconut oil, it's not going to
have any oil. She don't need it.
Yeah. Jack, do you have sex on when your girl's on her period?
I did before,
So it don't bother you.
I have no limits.
When it comes to
wait,
my
wait, there's got to be some limits that you have. Like, what is something that you just won't do?
Nah, you ain't touching my ass, none of that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
She can't eat your butt or nothing?
Hell no. Ugh. I ain't with that. Shit.
Well, then that's not
grass.
No limits.
Huh?
That's your limit.
I got one speed limit then.
One speed limit.
Can she suck your toes?
Nah, that too. No.
Why?
All these limits popping up out of nowhere.
This just me. If it doesn't ever do that, then go ahead and party with.
What about your nipples? You like your nipples play with?
No, but I don't have no, I ain't have no problem with if you do it. You know, like, but you know, touching my toes and shit.
Clearly she ain't tried.
Like,
some guys love that. Is. Some guys can't come without you.
Their nipples playing with them.
Right.
He's like, no, I'm good.
Don't touch it, motherfucker. 5 minutes, I'm gone.
Not for 5 minutes.
I said, you gonna touch this up for 5 minutes, I'm gone. I ain't finna take all day tomorrow. So it ain't coming.
Are there times when you haven't been able to come?
Yeah.
Is that
I fake a lot of that.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
No, you do not fake orgasms.
Oh.
How do guys
we was on
do
tour.
That though? I don't understand.
I was on tour.
Mm-hmm. So you just like, whatever, I'm done.
But what was the fake reason behind movement. You fake it?
Fake movement.
Why did
you
fake
see
it?
His fake movement?
Why did you fake it? It was whack.
No, see, it I ain't gonna lie. Like, we were just like, we still like, just wild. So, it, well, not me.
You was just over.
So,
it,
like, on tour, we were just like, fuck, I'm just gonna do shit just to do it, just to be like, I just felt like 8 bitches last night, just doing shit. And when you got the condom on and you just, it got it, you don't know if you came or not.
Eight bitches, though?
Flush it, shut up, I ain't come. I'm finna
get
it.
Let me see that condom.
Hell no.
Yeah, nobody.
I say that shit.
Who would say that? That's what I'm just catching now.
I hit it with you, scam me. You gotta get out.
You gotta get out. She got a turkey basting. Let me see that condom.
You scam me, you gotta go.
I'll flush it for you.
I'm like, you scam me, you gotta go though.
She gonna tie a knot in and hold that bitch in her cheeks like a chipmunk.
Damn.
God damn, Gigi.
Gigi did this before.
Tie a chipmunk.
Uh oh, Gigi.
Support for today's episode comes from Candid. Candid makes it convenient, affordable, and easy to straighten your teeth. Candid's clear aligners are sent directly to your home and customized specifically for you to fix and straighten your teeth. Use their at-home modeling kit and then send it back with your impressions and some photos. Candid's network of highly trained orthodontists will then review your specific case and provide you with a 3D preview of what your treatment will look like. After you receive your 3D preview, you decide if you want to move forward or not. You can also talk to a real person at any time if you have questions. They'll even set up a video call for you to walk through the modeling process. Candid's treatment takes an average of about 6 months and costs 65% less than braces. It will literally save you thousands. You're one step away from getting straighter, whiter teeth. Take advantage of Candid's risk-free modeling kit guaranteed and go to CandidCo.com/Angela to save 25% on your modeling kit. That's CandidCo.com/Angela to get 25% off of the price of your modeling kit. CandidCo.com/Angela.
All right, here's one more question that somebody sent us. I've been in a relationship for 13 months and the second half of our year-long relationship has been rocky. Just the other day, my girl gets mad at me when I brought something to her attention. It's a coworker that hit me up saying she needed a ride to work. I asked my girl about it and she asked, what should I do? I let her know out the gate that nothing is going on between us, but she thinks otherwise. I work at a call center with a bunch of women, and I let all of them know that I have a woman, but my woman thinks I have secret relationships with various coworkers. I told her I don't, but she has suspicions. She thinks every girl I talk to, there's something going on. She calls me disloyal and thinks I'm more loyal to other people and other things than I am to her. I suggested couples therapy, but she claims we don't need it. I need your help. Can this relationship be salvaged? Should I move on?
That sounds like the scene from the movie Baby Boy.
Remember?
It does. Yeah. But like reverse. Made that shit up.
He didn't watch Baby Boy, man.
Yeah. Because she like, worked at a call joke. Center.
Yeah. He sell clothes.
He didn't get his homeboy a job.
But what is your advice if your girl doesn't trust you and don't like you being around other girls?
See, he is like way past like.
He worked with a bunch of women, though.
But you ain't got, she gonna take you right back. You ain't gotta take nobody to work.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? The bus is running.
That's different.
Like. I'm not an Uber.
He needs to show her where his loyalty lies.
So, no ride to work for somebody else.
It's all types of ways for her to get to work. Why you gotta be kept to save her?
You got Uber,
yeah,
Lyft.
Yeah, Lyft, some Uber. Shit. The
what
bus,
if she lives
train.
Next door?
You got more coworkers.
Right.
And
why
she offers some gas money. What if she lives next door? She's like, oh, every
can we
car.
If his woman feels like it's a respect issue, and she feels disrespected by him going out of the way for another woman, then he should show her where his loyalty lies.
Yeah. But she seems kind of insecure, though. Just because he does seem insecure doesn't mean that he's fucking everybody in the call center.
That's true, like, too. Yeah. She does seem insecure, but if she feels that type of way about it and he's worried about her feeling the way, then maybe he should soothe her insecurities.
I get what you're saying, though. He said if a dude tried to take...
I'm breaking both of their jobs.
But not that you need to be taking
to pick you up.
Well, I guess
for him, like a whole in front of her, just
well,
show, like,
Dirk, do you have female friends?
Yeah, like I call my sisters, like that was way before her and after.
Was it ever an issue?
No, they just can't show no sign of like they like me, no shit like that.
They can't be like, oh, look at you, all vegan and slim dunk.
None of that. No compliments.
They can put no hard eyes.
You know somebody hitting on you.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about if, say you had a female friend that actually did hit on you, or maybe y'all had something, but y'all just cool now. Would you tell your girl?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Because she's not going to trust you around that girl, I don't know.
Yeah. I've never been in that situation.
What? Could you be friends with somebody that you used to fuck with?
Hell no. Nah. Because I think you're just trying to be nosy with what I got going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what if y'all just cool and it just didn't work out?
Right.
Ain't no cool. Cause I'm shitting on you, so I'm straight.
Damn. Shit. He lying. No, he's not.
Ooh. He's like, no,
I'm shitting on him.
I'm shitting on you with my girl.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's nothing to like.
She meant shit on you like Biggie shit on you.
No, I did not mean
that. I thought he meant like R. Kelly, R. Kelly shit. Bitch, like, right. Okay.
But what if it wasn't a bad ending to the relationship? It just didn't work out. You was too busy, you not around, but
maybe she lived in a different state.
It's just me. I have no legs.
You just like, no, I'm good.
Cause I think I'm giving you ups on my girl, so that shit over.
That's good.
You are giving some great answers here today.
Good
job. Nah, this shit for real. Nah, ain't no script. This shit for real. Yeah.
Nah, I'm just saying, can the men take notes?
We see your halo shining bright.
Sure. It took you a while to get to this point.
Put
though.
On my head. Hey.
Don't you feel like it took you a while? Because, you know, you've matured a lot, obviously, right? And you've gone through a lot of things on social media with different women that we've seen play out. But now it looks like you're like, look, I done learned my lesson.
Yeah. I got smarter.
You think you're going to propose soon?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to you gave us, you for the surprise. Huh? I'm like, go do what I get back. I'm like, go do what I get back. Nah, that was funny.
Because when that India 3 song comes out, that shit better come with a ring.
For real.
So what did she say when she heard the song?
Nah, she heard it. She was in the studio when I was doing it.
But what is she like? Did she cry? Was she emotional about it?
She was like, she just like, she shy. So she definitely ain't finna do no crying in front of me, like. Off no music.
Aw. But that's sweet, though.
It is.
Nah, yeah, yeah. Like, I have a studio with me, and, like, I tried to have her do the voice thing right there.
She went with it.
She had to go by herself and do the voice memo.
Don't look at me.
Said it to her. Nah, yeah.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. So how does that affect, like, when your fans be hitting you up? Because you have a lot of female fans, too.
They love that shit.
You said they love it?
They love that shit.
So there's no hate at all, like no girls.
No, that's, like, ain't nobody, like, you always gonna have hate no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. But they love that shit to death.
We're also in the era where black love and young love and hood love is thriving.
Yeah.
So people are supporting it. You know, they're seeing the rappers getting married and claiming their women and, you know, having them with them by their side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's more acceptable now than it has been in the past, I think.
And they even got the YouTube couples. Like, that's how Queen
Naja
started. And it's another couple. It's two women. I think one name is Tay and something else. I know this because my nieces. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
You know what I'm talking about? My niece.
She be on YouTube watching that type of shit. Just,
exactly.
She be watching like people eat crab legs, all type of shit. Like,
right. That's what it is. It's the craziest thing. They be just getting in the car. So we get in the car about to go pick up from work. And you like,
got two
and
they, 3 million views just for shit like that.
Maybe 10. Like, it'd be crazy. Like, but it's like a whole, you know, based around relationships and stuff like that. So I think it's dope that people are like embracing your relationship instead of like, you know how I be with a lot of haters. Like, ah, that's my husband, bitch.
That's like, that's for weak man, dude, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if you weak man, you ain't gonna be able to fuck with it.
Right.
Do your children's mothers get along with each other?
No.
None of them?
They don't count. They don't matter.
But can you have your kids like around each other?
Yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they
because if you play with my kids, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, you can say what you gonna say, but just don't play with my kids. Mm-hmm.
So nobody gets along though, because it's a, you got a few. So it's like nobody's just like, oh, I'm gonna link up with you so they can play today.
My sister talked to him.
Okay. So you got like a medium.
A mediator.
Yeah, a mediator.
I don't talk to him.
Yeah. I wondered.
It's out of, it's just out of respect, man.
For your relationship.
Mediator.
Yeah, because if you like, if you disrespectful every time, it's over with. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, we ain't doing that. Ain't no disrespect now. Then think you running? Nah. So right. They gotta talk to my sister. It's not nothing cocky. It's just.
He's just trying to
if you try to make it work with right. the kids and you study disrespecting her or me, hell no. Nah, right.
It's
think
not
you
gonna
is.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, got the back burner.
But then sometimes people's feelings just be hurt.
That's on you.
I'm shitting on you.
I ain't never got me no back. So like I'm about five with a motherfucker.
You know what though? Maybe in a few years from now they will end up getting along with each other. Like people move on, have their own
that
relationships.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, it does happen.
I don't know. I wish them well.
That's gonna be a good reality show for you.
Ain't getting cool over here in this household.
But you wouldn't want that, like for them to like at least be cordial.
See, I look at it at the end of the day, it's about the kids. We grown, so like, whatever you do, that's your business. Like, I'm bringing the problems over here. Like, long as my kids see each other and me, I'm straight.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about the new album, Signed to the Streets 3. You got a lot of collaborations on this one. So, why was it important for you to do that?
Because I ain't dropped, like, a lot of music in a long time. Because I was stuck on Def Jam. And, like, as soon as I got off them, it was like...
You're on Alamo now.
Yeah, Alamo, so... Like, soon as I got with them and started being creative with my own shit, it, like, started turning everything back up.
Mm-hmm. What was the problem with Def Jam?
They didn't know what they was doing. And they was just, and I was young, too. You know what I'm saying? They was controlling shit. Like, they like, nah, I'll try this pop song. And I was like, all right.
You're like, dude.
I'm thinking, like, shit, I'm trying to bring the millions in. Fuck it, come on.
Did they, was that their idea for you to date Dej Loaf? Or was that, like, a genuine connection that y'all had together?
She was cool.
Mm-hmm. Because I know sometimes, like, when people are on, like, certain labels that have certain management together or something like that, they kind of put them together.
They were trying to do shit like, do this. I'm like, I ain't used to none of that shit. Like,
right.
Going over here and doing this, I'm like, man, shit seemed fake.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was asking.
I do have to say, I like the songs that I heard on this, and I'm like, damn, Dirk sound good. And I guess it is true, like, when you have a label that's trying to tell you to sound a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when they be like, you just do you, just do whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, fuck it, come on. And I just started doing me, and it's just like, you know.
That's the whole
point. You being forced to doing something, like, your fan, like, it's like we came from, like, the era of, like, drill music, like, street music. So when they tried to change the whole thing, it was like, fuck is Dirk on?
It wasn't authentic.
Right.
Yeah, so it was like, he forcing that shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's you're an artist, so you got to be creative. So if somebody's telling you, be creative, but this way.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Like, I make a female song all day. But now I know how to make it where it can relate to, like, the hood females, the
right.
classy females, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they'll try to make it force, like, no, only talk to these type. And yeah, they was, like, fucking it up. So they was doing that shit since 2012 to a couple months ago. Mm-hmm.
That's suffocating.
Yeah, I was dead out here.
That's interesting because you do learn a lot in this business. And it kind of is good sometimes. Like, you learn those things early on, and then you really find out who you are.
Yeah, they can't tell me shit.
I mean, we got a 41-year-old little Duval making number one. You know what I mean? Single. So I think it's dope that you are able to get it out the way, like, when you was younger. Now you 27.
Like, yeah, like
you
that shit, I could have been gave up. I could have been like, man, fuck it. Like, I ain't right. finna. Mm-hmm. Fuck this music, I'm just finna do what I do. Nah, I just stuck through it because I know what I can do.
Right.
So when I got to them, it's like, yeah, things just got better.
Now, Rochelle, you made your first porn when you were 21 years old on your birthday.
Yes. Really? 21st
birthday.
What
a way to bring in your birthday.
Shit.
What made you decide that was like the route for you?
I was dancing. I was working at a club in Virginia. And I don't know. I was in my 20s. Like, I was just having fun. And I don't know. I felt like it was kind of like the next step. And I was watching a lot of porn. I wasn't really watching it as like getting turned on. I was watching it as more of like a fan. So, yeah, I planned my move. I moved out to LA and then it was just off to the races from there.
Mm-hmm. What was it like, your first ever porn?
It was exciting. It was fun. But
you were nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous. But it's weird is now I do get nervous when I'm on set.
All the people watching you?
No, not necessarily.
I saw when you first did your first video.
No, it didn't bother me. I wasn't nervous about that, but now I do get nervous, but that's because I've been in the industry 12 and a half years now. Mm-hmm. So, and I realize I'm shooting consistently still about 6 to 8 times a month, but now I get nervous like, oh gosh, you know, make sure I open up and stretch out enough. And, you know, you're making a product in a multi-million dollar industry for people to purchase, you know, and watch. They're getting off on it and stuff. So that's, I think of so many other things that I wasn't thinking of when I was 21.
Because you were innocent when you came in there. So you're just like, I'm good. Let's fuck.
I came from being a stripper. So I'm like, let's go. You know,
like, fuck, I gotta hold my leg up like this for 20 minutes.
And now it's like, you know, you get in like, you know, sometimes I get on the boards and like I'll chat with like the members and stuff. And like, you know, people are mean, man. Like sometimes the internet's like a dark, cruel place.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Mad losers.
Oh, they'll say like, you know, just awful stuff, you know, so it's kind
of
like,
they think they run shit, so they'd be like,
yeah,
they look at it like they nothing, they'd be like, oh, he suck his dick and tickle his feet, roll. You'd be like, dang, you ain't gonna say that.
How about people being like obsessed with you? Have you had issues with that?
Stalkers.
Oh, wow. I've had some total creepers. But I feel like, you know, that's kind of why I live my personal life the way I do. Like nobody, there's maybe like a handful of people that know where I live, and I live in a really safe community and just real low key. Like, you know, I'm 33. I kind of like you, like I've lived a wild and crazy life. And now it's kind of like, if I have a weekend off, I'm like, I want to be at home with my Frenchie, like doing laundry and watching Shark Tank. Right.
What about your neighbors? Has anybody said like, oh, hey. Like,
I think one of my neighbors, I'm pretty sure he knows who I am because he's always, I mean, he's just really nice. So he's like, oh, like, do you need me to like, you know, like rake your yard and do all this stuff?
With
I'm
my
like,
shirt
no,
on.
I'm good.
I got a pizza to deliver you. You want me to come yeah. inside?
I'm like, no, I'm good.
You need me to fix your car?
Yeah, good.
No, go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys tell everybody where to find you, Rochelle, so they can see some of your videos.
Some of that pussy.
Yeah. Twitter, at Rochelle Ryan, RICHELLE, and then Ryan. Instagram, only Rochelle Ryan. And all of my accounts are verified. So I just want to tell people, don't get catfished. Don't right. be sending like gift cards and all sorts of stuff. I don't ask my fans for any of that.
The guys are like.
Yeah. He started following her 10
minutes
ago.
You know what I learned today? We all need to do our own Amazon wish list.
Yes, absolutely.
You guys should.
We are.
Yeah,
I'm the
you should.
One.
And Derek, we know where you are.
What?
Because we've been following. No, I'm saying we know where little Derek. We know where to find you.
Sure.
But make sure y'all get that. Yes, there you Signed go. To the Streets 3 also. That's, well, I guess it's out now by the time this podcast comes out. So make sure y'all pick that up. And you've been putting out music from there that I really, really like. So
appreciate it.
I think that's going to be dope when we hear the whole entire album.
Right.
Better listen.
Be listening.
Doing all that freaky shit in here.
No, absolutely.
He's like, go on, fuck to that shit. No,
I know Dirk got some home sex tapes, so I don't know why he in here trying to act all innocent.
With me?
Yeah.
I changed.
He said you changed.
I used to be backseeing, like.
But it's nerve wracking, right? Like for you and your girl.
The shit was fun. Like, now I just be like, man, you can be one of the, I ain't gonna. That's how it should be.
I know you and your girl got some tape, but you
but got a lot of. I got a lot of savages. Like, I like a lot of guys that's. Don't hook up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
You like, look, I'm just going to watch them do their thing. I've been there, done that.
It's like I'm selling the guy. I'm sending
he
pictures.
He came in here with a savage.
He had a deal right now.
He's really not. He's never had a threesome. He's never met a porn star.
But he had a lot of
but
sex.
But he said he had a lot of sex.
He had a lot of sex.
He said a lot.
What's your wedding going to be like?
I'll do the most. Mm-hmm. I don't do like some like island type shit.
Mm-hmm. I knew you was going to say that.
But I ain't inviting everybody. That's the
I
thing.
Knew you was going to say that too. Private, small, destination. That's just how I see you.
Family.
Your personality,
just,
yeah.
That's what it is.
We'll come to the podcast from the wedding.
Yeah. Reporting live.
The bachelor party.
Like they do the NBA game.
The bachelor party.
And now.
We know you only came one time because you can't go back to that. She got her shoes on. I could tell he sucked her toes.
We're at the reception. Only let us hear.
She walked in the sand. He ain't talking to me.
All right. Well, y'all, thank y'all so much for joining us. It's lip service.
Wander Beauty's functional beauty essentials completely streamline your beauty routine with fewer products that work better so you can get ready in 5 minutes and stay gorgeous on the go. Plus, I love the packaging and it's really easy to use. Their foundation is amazing. I carry it with me everywhere. So it's time to make over your morning with Wander Beauty. Get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/Angela. That's wanderbeauty.com/Angela and get 20% off.